And glad you're with us here on this Monday morning. I'm Sam Speck, as I'm joined in studio by Montgomery County Actions Council's Tricia Purton. Tricia, thanks so much.
Yeah, good morning.
Absolutely. Always appreciate you coming on in and talking on behalf of Montgomery County Action Council, as well as what you've been up to in these last couple of months. So real quick, we'll just start off. I know the 4th of July was a couple of weeks ago. I can't believe it's flown by, but haven't really seen you since. Tricia, how was your Independence Day?
Oh, it was amazing. We went up to Independence, of course, because it's amazing to see 4th of July in Independence, Kansas.
It's fitting, isn't it?
It really is. So it's one of my favorite things in Montgomery County. And then, of course, the summer celebration on the 13th was just mind-blowing. Yeah. We bring the whole family. We tell them, you know, you can't even see a better show in Kansas City. It's amazing to have it right here in Coffeyville.
Yeah, it was fantastic. And again, good representation of the SEK. You're right, you know, you can go to major cities, and this will compete with most of them. So anyway, we'll kind of get to some things. I know you had mentioned here just briefly, but, you know, a lot of things always our listeners are always asking about with pending items. But really, no new news as of right now. Just still in the preliminary stages as where we were last time I checked in with you, right?
Yeah. So this is kind of our stage where, you know, we're working on those contacts that we've made and trying to, you know, reel those in with, you know, trying to talk to them about all the programs that we have in our community, talk about housing, talk about infrastructure with those companies. So this is the discussion phase for some of those leads that we've talked about in the past. We do have a couple of companies currently looking at Southwire right now, so fingers crossed. And of course, we have the announcement that we made earlier this summer, which was Walmart is leasing a portion of the former Amazon building, which, granted, they're only using about 35,000 square feet, and they're using it to build new units for their stores that they're renovating all over Southeast Kansas and Northeast Oklahoma. But we know that saying that we have Walmart in that facility helps our marketing, obviously. But we're also hoping that they'll see this large building and see how convenient it is to their Bentonville, Arkansas location. And we have, of course, the location that's down by Bartlesville. This could be a really good alternate distribution facility for them.
Absolutely.
Right on the highway.
Absolutely. Well, with that, you had mentioned maybe some potentials as well. I was very interested to hear and was very excited about as well that Coffeyville was one of the you know, towns that went to the Select USA International Conference, that it was. Were any of these you know, ones that might be potentially coming here to Coffeyville that were from that Select USA conference?
Yes, we have a couple of those that we met at Select USA. So these are international companies that are looking to bring a presence to the United States.
Fantastic.
And so we are part of Team Kansas as part of that. And so what Team Kansas is we're kind of the marketing wing of the Kansas Department of Commerce. And there were several communities that attended. We were the only rural community that attended as part of that.
Nice.
So we got a little bit of a competitive advantage on that. And, you know, we were able to go around and see what other communities across the United States are doing, pick up their flyers, what are their incentives, what, you know, what outside of the box thinking do they have for programs. And so we can tweak our programs and we can work with Kansas Department of Commerce to make sure that we are competitive as a state and as a community.
Absolutely. Nothing wrong with taking notes and growing on behalf of them or using them for your own benefit,
mm-hmm.
things like that. So, well, I know we've got the Lieutenant Governor here coming into town. Kind of give us all the details with that.
Yeah, so it's really exciting. I'm incredibly honored that I was selected as a co-host for the Lieutenant Governor's Rural Prosperity Listening Tour. And if you've been following at all, he's traveled all over the state of Kansas to listen to the issues that face rural Kansas. And people have always told the people at the state that we feel forgotten. We feel like that no one hears our voice, that people in Topeka have no idea what's really going on in rural Kansas. And the policies have followed suit. A lot of the policies that pass every year in the legislature affect businesses in the metro, but they don't really affect rural Kansas, or if anything, they almost hurt rural Kansas. And so this governor and lieutenant governor have really made sure that the rural part of the state is a priority for them. And so he'll be here tomorrow. We'll start off our tours of the county at 7:30 in the morning. So if you see a train of minivans, mine included, traveling through town, give him a big wave because it's probably Lieutenant Governor. And so we're going to tour some really amazing facilities. We're going to tour some businesses. So I think one of the stops, we'll stop by the ELC at one point. We're going to definitely take a trip down 9th Street to look at Peggy Steele's housing opportunities that she's done there. to really think about how the state has done programs that have benefited our rural communities and how these rural communities can pick themselves up, you know, pull themselves up by their bootstraps and do good work without a lot of help. But we need programs and policies to support that.
Absolutely. So. Well, it's inspiring to hear as well that the rural communities are being noticed. And not only that, but they're taking the steps and coming down here physically. You know, they're not just taking a phone call. They're physically coming down here and getting to see that. So
exactly. For
any of our listeners out there that are interested, is this event something that they can get involved in? Or what is when, where, and how can people get involved?
Yeah, please do. So, there's some small mini sessions that people were invited to talk about very particular issues that we know that need to be addressed. On a policy level. But the big issue, the really big event that we need the public to come to, and I need them to come in force, is at 6 p.m. at ICC West. If you don't know where that's at, it's on the west side of Independence, right there on the highway, 75, you know, right next door to Newton's True Value and Hibbett's and some of those stores right there. So it's at 6 p.m. and it's first come, first serve. The room will hold 200 people. So if you get there and you're one of the first 200, then you get to join in on these round table sessions. And it's not just, you know, a big auditorium where you listen to the Lieutenant Governor speak. This is going to be an opportunity where we'll break out into probably groups of 10 or 12. And we're going to have meaningful conversations about what are the challenges, what are the opportunities, what are the areas of policy that are really affecting our area, and where are we excelling in rural Kansas? And specifically in Southeast Kansas, what are we doing really well? What are we not doing well? Maybe where we need, you know, a hand up. But more critically is that he's going to put together all of the feedback that we provide at these roundtable sessions, and his staff is going to be reporting out and taking notes, and they're going to put together a report that they'll be then presenting to the legislature this next spring.
Great.
And so we're going to get policies, we're going to get procedures, we're going to get new programs, hopefully, that will help our communities in a way that we haven't received in a very, very long time. So it's really important if you want your voice heard, if you have something particular that you know we're doing great or you know we need help on, you've got to be at this meeting. So
absolutely.
6 p.m., first come, first serve, 200, first 200 people wins.
There you go. Again, that's Montgomery County Action Council's Tricia Purton. Trish, thanks so much for squeezing some time in, and we'll just talk to you next month.
All right. Thank you.